Sechel Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Zion Berishona and for Komi Shiedea Likros Kurim. Anybody who brought Bikurim and had the ability to read the Parsha of Bikurim and Lashon HaKodesh by himself would go ahead and read the Parsha of Bikurim without any help. The Komi Shiedea Yodea Likros Makronoso. But anybody who brought Bikurim and did not have the ability to read the Parsha of Bikurim and Lashon HaKodesh without help, they would have somebody read the Parsha of Bikurim to him, and he would repeat after that person. And the Parsha of Bikurim must be read in Lashon HaKodesh, not in any other language. So if somebody could not read the Parsha of Bikurim and Lashon HaKodesh, they would have somebody read it to him, and he would repeat after that person. Nimnu Milahavi. But the people who did not know how to read were embarrassed to admit they didn't know how to read, and they started refraining from bringing the Bikurim in order that they would not be embarrassed when they brought the Bikurim. Hiskinu shehu ma'akron es mi sheyodea ves mi sheheina yodea. So they made a takana, that they made it into a policy that they would read the Parsha Bikurim both to people who know how to read and to people who didn't know how to read. Nobody would read the Parsha Bikurim himself. It would be read to the person who's bringing the Bikurim, and the person who's bringing the Bikurim would repeat after that person. That way, nobody had to be embarrassed, as everybody had the Parsha Bikurim read to him. Sechel Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Ches Ha'ashirim Mevi'im Bikurim B'Kalso Shoket Ha'Vishal Zol V'Aniyim Mevi'im Osam B'Salim Nitzarim Sha'arav HaKlufa. Wealthy people would bring their Bikurim in baskets made out of silver or gold, and the Bikurim must be brought in a basket, and wealthy people can afford to buy a silver or gold basket. While poor people would bring their Bikurim in wicker baskets made out of peeled willow branches, as poor people cannot afford a basket made out of silver or gold, so instead they would make the baskets themselves out of peeled willow branches. And the poor people would give both the basket and the Bikurim to the Kohanim. The Kohanim would keep the basket. As opposed to the expensive basket that the wealthy people put their Bikurim in, those baskets would not be kept by the Kohanim. Instead, they would be returned to the Ashirim. And from this Mishnah, the popular saying has been said that Basar Anya Azla Ani Yusa, that poor people only become poorer. As the rich people who can afford an expensive basket don't have to give the basket to the Kohen. They receive the basket back from the Kohen, while the poor people who cannot afford an expensive basket and instead make a basket themselves out of willow branches, they have to give both the Bikurim and the basket to the Kohen. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that from here we learn that the popular saying which is said that poor people only get poorer could be learned from the words of Chazal. Now the poor people are not embarrassed when they give the basket to the Kohen, and they see the poor people receiving their basket back, as the poor people fashion the basket themselves, and it's a matter of pride to give both the Bikurim and the basket to the Kohen.